Brenda Tindall has been named Director of Education and Engagement for the International African American Museum, scheduled to open in 2020 at the historic site of Charleston's Gadsden's Wharf. An estimated 100,000 West Africans were brought there in the slave trade over a 25-year period beginning in 1783. Tindall is a Charlotte native who left the Levine Museum of the New South last December following a 2-year tenure. She helped create the Levine's No Justice, No Peace exhibit in the wake of community unrest after the fatal police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. Tindall has most recently been Director of Education at the Detroit Historical Society. Tindall was introduced in her new role with the African American Museum at a press conference on Friday in Charleston, where she said, "History has this way of sobering people." The Post and Courier of Charleston reports that Tindall plans to create an online clearinghouse for teachers where they can swap lesson plans on U.S. history and find material to help them talk with students before and after visiting the planned museum. Construction is expected to begin by early next year. Tindall's replacement in the Charlotte job, Dr. Willie Griffin, joined the Levine Museum of the New South as staff historian in June. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.